Enoch the pastoral wouldn't die with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, so now I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that He has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When I look around and see all that He has done for me, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Without Him I can't do nothing. Without Him I surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Though I'll ask Him to be my pilot, His word my comfort and guide, until I'm anchored safely in glory. For without Him I drift with the tide. Jesus, my Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus,
my Jesus.
Without Him, how lost I would be. Jesus, my Jesus, do you know Him today? Please don't turn Him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without Him, how lost I would be. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Just read His word and pray till you pray. Don't be dismayed when trials come on to you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Just read His word and pray till you pray true. Don't be dismayed
When trials come unto you,
draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Just read His word
and pray till you pray true.
Don't be dismayed when trials come unto you. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Well, I'm grateful to the Lord that He prepared us for this day, the hour that we're now living in. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, when He came on the scene, and it was the Lord, said, "Same, I'm coming soon." And then, like I said before, we prepare for that day. And then I just lost interest in this world. And if it wasn't for that, I'd be like everybody else. I wouldn't be prepared for the day and hour that we're now living in. But now you and I, we know it's coming, we're prepared, and what you do, you warn people, and that's another commission He gave me back in the early 70s. I've sent you the watchman, and what the watchman does, he goes and warns people, like Jeremiah. He was a watchman for Israel at that hour, and he went to warn the Israelites, and of course they didn't like that. It's kind of crazy that people don't want to be warned, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe.
If I would go out on the road and would take all the stop signs and the yield signs out, and they would arrest me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a crazy thing to do, you know, because you take that yield sign out, people just go through and they don't know there's a danger there.
Mm-hmm.
Or a stop sign. Let's say I get a stop sign, the other guy doesn't. Well, the other guy, he's going to go right through it. And there'll be an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the same thing. All we're doing, we're putting up some stop signs and we're warning people what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jeremiah did. And that's been our lot in life. That's our commission. And then the Lord gave us the whole package. He let us know the hour we're living in. He let us know about the church ages and all that is compromised. All that is beneficial for warning people for the hour we're living in. He let us know about seven stars. He opened up the book of Revelation to us so that we can do one thing and one thing only, and that is to warn the people. That's what we're doing. We warn the Hutterites, and then we warn the denominations, and we warn the Brenhamites, and we're warning the Jacksonites, and now it's up to them what they're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
We just send out these warnings when we're telling people what's going on out here, mm-hmm. where the danger is. The danger is in these so-called preachers and these pulpits.
It is, because that's where people stop growing. Like I always say, I'm glad that the Lord saved me before I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, because it was a journey through, and that's why a lot of people, they get stuck there in that era of time and they don't move on with God. It's always moving on thing, and that's why we are speaking out against these organized religions.
Yeah, could have never done it like without Jesus. You can do nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I could have never done it. But back in the day when He gave me that commission, it's a big load on your shoulder that you're accountable for all these people, all these thousands of other, I'm accountable for. They're under my watch, so to speak. I have to do. How can you carry all that weight without the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And He gave me the signs, He gave me the commission, and now I have to warn people, and that's what I did. That's what I've been doing for the last, since the early 90s, just to warn these people. The first people I was in contact with was with these preachers. I told them exactly what's coming. I told them God sent a prophet. When the Lord gave me that commission, I never knew how I was ever going to be able to pull it off. But then he let it happen, and he set it up, and he gave me the ministry of Brother Branham, and he gave me baptism in Jesus' name. I know they're true. And then I had to go tell them about this. And instead of going to the scripture and check it out, what did they do? They do exactly what they did to Jeremiah. Threw him down on a wall for warning him. Can you think about anything worse? The people you try to warn, and then they throw them in a well. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, and here they did the same thing. I went to warn them. And what do these idiots do? These people that call themselves preachers, they put them in the outs, you know, instead of taking a look at it. They're so stupid.
And then the sad part is they call it hateful. And they don't realize that all the prophets were there to warn people, the Israelites, of their sins. And what it will lead to if they do not repent and change their ways. And it's the same way here. You're just warning those people to change their ways and take note and reevaluate their lives. If they don't, then it's going to lead them out to destruction. It's the same way in every generation. It's like this month of June. They hijacked this month for the gay and lesbian and transgender and whatever else, every demon else is attached to it. And it's all demonic. And when you speak out about it, they call you hateful and they call you being a racist, and they have all kinds of names. But that's the devil trying to intimidate you. And that's what these Hutterites do. When you speak about and exposing their religion, that it's Roman Catholicism, that they call you hate speech. And it's the same language, the same talking points that they use. And they just want to get rid of you because they know they have no scriptural basis. They have no scriptural foundation for what they're doing. Then they will use all kinds of language, all kinds of words to try to shut you up, saying that you're being hateful, you're being discriminatory, all these words that the devil uses to try to intimidate you so that you shut up and that you don't speak. But see, we have the Bible as our roadmap, and we have the Bible as our guide. And we can say these things because we know where they originated from and what it's all about. So we can speak out about this, just like Jeremiah. He knew what God put on his lips to speak in Isaiah. So they spoke these words, and they were able, knowing that God had their back. Mm-hmm. And if God had their backs, they knew they could speak, and it will come to pass. And it did come to pass. The Assyrians came, and the Babylonians came. And then the Medes and the Persians came, and the Grecians and the Romans. It's all in the prophecies that you read in the prophets, and it came to pass. And God is faithful. When you speak for Him, God has your back.
What I'm trying to say today is there are certain people under your watch. Mm-hmm. And the whole Hutterite nation is under my watch, whether they like it or not. And I did the only thing that I could do. I presented with that water baptism in Jesus' name back in the day. I presented the fact that God sent the prophet, and that He was the family, sent an apostle. And that is as far as I can go with them, is telling them and warning them. What they do with it, that is their business. But then on my journey along the truth is, through this path, I had a lot of people that associated with, like that Kenneth. There's people under his watch, whether he likes it or not. Those people that he's in contact with, like those piney people where his family is, these Iberville people where his, then he was in contact, he knows all these Windy Bay people. Now they are under his watch. And what does he do with it? He does exactly the opposite to what he should be doing. He makes me look like trash, so they can never accept the fact that God sent the prophet. All he would have had to tell them, God sent the prophet, water baptism in Jesus' name, and Sam and Lorraine are right. That's it. Then his whole watch, the people on his honor, he could go to sleep at night, very well relaxed. But if he didn't do that, they're still under his watch, And he's going to have to bear the consequence. Dead blood will be on his end. Because you and I, we're doing our part. We're doing 24-7. We're doing exactly what the Lord told us to do. He told us to have these songs in the morning. And these songs, they're really a prayer. Just when you analyze these songs, they're asking God to help, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. Then he wanted us to have a conversation every morning. And that's what we're doing. We're doing the only thing we know to do except go around twisting people out and hitting them over the head with a stick. You can't do that. You just put it out there. And all these people that were coming here, like that Jeremy, he knew exactly what we're talking about. And he really wanted to help people. But see, there was nothing in for his ego, you know. You have to swallow your pride and your ego. And there was nothing in it for him, so to speak. So what does he do? Turns around and he does the very opposite. He makes us look like trash. Mm-hmm. Instead of going out, Dalida had to do, because he had a lot of, apparently, you know, a lot of people, know a lot of ex-Hutterites, and all he would have had to do, just go tell them. And then the people under his watch would have, at least, if they accepted, fine. If they don't accept it, at least he would have done his part. That's what I'm trying to say today. There's people under certain people's watch. You see, you and I, we can only contact so and so many people. But now, they're responsible for the people that they're under his watch. Like that, thinking about that jailer, you know. They told that jailer there when the Holy Spirit came to open up the cells, and he wanted to commit suicide. And then Paul said, or whoever was there at that time, if you and your whole household will believe, they will all be saved. If you can only get yourself to a place where you believe, you and your whole household are saved. In other words, they said, everybody that's under your watch will be saved. Mm-hmm. And that's all he had to do. He believed, and the rest is history. But here's the same thing. It just continues on. And this hour, there's people that's under certain people's watch. And if they don't do nothing about it, that blood will be required from their end. Mm-hmm. We just happen to be at the top of the line here, where all these people, blood would be in our hands, and we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing that for a long time, that there are certain people that are called out, and they have a burden for their family, or for their whoever's under their watch, and they have the capacity to go tell them. All they simply have to tell them, Samuel Lorena Wright. And then all you got to do, give them the website, and the Lord and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. But, you know, they can't even do that. Mm-hmm. To this day, they're just trying to make us look bad and seeing how much filth they can talk about us. But it's still going to be required of them, because as long as we do our part, and that's all we have to worry about. What they do with it, that's their business.
And you can actually read it, how it works in the book of Acts, when this Cornelius was a devout man, and he feared God and with all his house, and he was giving he gave alms, and he did everything he could, and he saw a vision, and he called for a man named Peter. He was staying at Joppa, and he sent for him, just like that angel had instructed him. In the same token, God was preparing the heart of Peter there at Joppa, and he had a vision too. And God spoke to him that there's three men coming, and you go out with them. So he went, and he entered into Caesarea. And when he went there was Cornelius waiting for them, for Peter and whoever was along with Peter, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. So he had his relatives there and his close friends. Mm-hmm. Everybody that he knew that was under his domain. He was in charge. So he took charge. And all those people that his relatives and his close friends, whoever he knew and was associated with, was waiting there along with Cornelius, for Peter to come, and waiting for the instructions that the God of heaven would have for him. Mm-hmm. And then when he was presented with the gospel and everything, he and his whole house and all those that were in under his watch, they believed, mm-hmm. and were saved along with Cornelius. That's how the gospel works. It's people that you can influence in the right way. And there are certain people that have influence, good influence, mm-hmm. and they will automatically believe that person because they know he's trustworthy, and there's something about him that they will know he will not lead them astray. Mm-hmm. That they have faith in this guy. He has it together. The Lord has led him, and we're going to believe him because we know that God has blessed him. And that's just how it works automatically. That when you see a certain person that has, that is respectable, and you see his life is blessed, that God has blessed him, that automatically people will believe what he has to say.
Yeah, all these people would have, like, let's say that Jeremy, for instance, sure, he didn't have a very good reputation. And all he would have had to do was tell him, that's it, and then let everything else happen, and at least they'll think about it. Even if they reject it, it doesn't matter. As long as he told it, and that weight is off his shoulder now, that's all you and I are doing. We're just telling it to the people. What they do with it, it's their business. And we send these books out just to help them. What they do with it, that's their business. It's going to be required of them now, not just of us. If we don't do our part, then they can't do their part, you know. And their part is to tell people that you and I, when you and I are saying it's the truth. Well, I saw that man out on the driveway. He was literally shaking. He was so convinced that we're right. But what does he do with it? He does the opposite to what he should do. Now that blood, all these people that are under his watch, God is going to require it from him, because he can contact people that we don't even know exist, you know, that are not under our watch, so mm-hmm. to speak.
And that's how the gospel spread so far. Like in the early church, it went to all those regions there in Europe, that the gospel was able to travel so far, is because of how God had worked it. There was people that were very influential, and people believed these people, and they were able to spread the gospel, and a lot of people came to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's all we're doing, and here's the same thing, but there, when the Son of Man comes, do you think you'll find faith on earth? Everything is so gloomy and dark out here, you fight to lose a battle.
That's right.
But we still don't get it past. We still have to do our part. We still have to send out that warning, and we still have to do whatever the Lord requires of us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rahab, her whole family was under her watch. And she knew that. She felt for her family. Regardless of what kind of a lifestyle she had, those people were still under her watch. And all God did was to kind of help her, because she had a burden for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told her, just put the rag up, and then you bring your whole household and your family in here, and they'll be protected when we come by to destroy the city. And the same thing here. All you and I have to do, we're doing the only thing we know, we're sending out these warning shots, and we're sending out to people that we know would have a little, some kind of an influence. Imagine the influence that these people would have had, like that Michael from Summerfeld, if he would have just looked at what we're telling him, and he would see it as truth, and he would have told his congregation, and then he would tell those other preachers that same is right. Then they would look at all the people could have influenced. And even my father-in-law, the fights I had with my father-in-law about 6 months before he died, he called me over and told me, Sam, everything you're saying is 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, what's the point in telling me that? Why don't you tell it to your preacher friends? But see, he couldn't do that, mm-hmm. because then he would be in the outs with them. But look at all the influence he would have had if he would have said, you know, I looked at that thing about Malachi 4 and all that, and I found it to be exactly right. Look at all the influence you could have had. And that whole chapter, history would be written different then, that whole chapter, that old Hadarite chapter, because he had a lot of influence on people. If they rejected, fine, but at least he would have done his part. That's why it's kind of a downer, how people just pass us by. They hear us, they know we're right, but they don't want to pay the price. You know, there's a tremendous price to pay. You got to be willing to lose your life. And there's no room in here for the flesh. The flesh has simply got to go, just like it was back in the days of Jeremiah. Jeremiah went out. He did what God required of him. And he went to warn the people. But, you know, it got so bad that his own family wanted to kill him. That's how bad it gets. And it's the same thing here. My own family, they're not... Well, some of them are, but some of them, they don't even listen to me, what I have to say. And they're up the same attitude. My brother, he's a damn disgrace to the family. And it's the same thing today. But see, that's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is simply just put it out there. Let people decide for themselves. If they want that blood on their hands, that's their problem, not ours.
And like Philip, he was led to go and meet this Ethiopian as he was traveling there. And when the Ethiopian believed and he was baptized, and I'm sure he went home and told all his friends and family. And, you know, that's just how it works. When something is so real to you, and you believe it, you want to share it with people so they can have the same future as you do. Otherwise, how can you enjoy heaven with nobody there?
Mm-hmm.
How can you enjoy the goodness of God without sharing it with other people?
That Ethiopian brought Christianity into all the land of Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because of that Philip there.
Yeah.
Went back home,
because
told him about the wonderful thing that he encountered over when he went back to the land of Israel there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing today. Just imagine all the people that these people could influence, the people that we come across, if they would be positive instead of negative. All they see is a sex campaign. The devil gets in their head and tell them it's a sex campaign. Instead of looking at it, hey, maybe this is something. Maybe I need to look at it. That's what I did. Maybe I need to look at this. What I heard about God sending a prophet, I'll pray about it, I'll fast. That's exactly what I told those people out there. I don't believe a word you're saying. This is a cult here, but I'll pray and I'll fast until the Lord comes and lets me know. And that's all these people would have to do. Pray and fast and then find an answer from the Lord. Lord, is this really so? And the Lord would have come and told him, yeah, this is exactly right. And then from there they go on and the sky's the limit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot about the people that they could influence that we could never influence, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
we can only touch so and so many people, and then we touch them and then they touch them. And like I say, that's how Christianity spread throughout the Middle East there in a few short years. That whole country was completely Christianized.
Mm-hmm.
Just word of mouth. They didn't have internet and TV at that time.
Exactly.
Just word of mouth.
And friends and family, you know, and it just spread. And that's why the devil was so after it. That's why he wanted to change that water baptism so that all these other birds could lodge in that Christian tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's a devil out there. And that's why we need to make sure that when God shows you something, you don't stop there. You just make sure you don't let yourself be intimidated and go share it with other people, because the devil will tell you all kinds of lies. But it's your job to make sure that you search it out, because otherwise you're going to fall for the devil's trap and he's going to take away whatever God showed you.
Like when they passed a law that you can't go and talk to these, they call them the renegades, you know, that Denny and that Paul down at Lakeside. Well, if there's anything in a pearl, he's going to go find out what's the scoop here. How come these people are called renegades? Well, I went down there and I found out that they were not the renegades. The people that told people that they were the renegades were the real renegades. And I found out myself, I told my father-in-law, I found out that you're the renegades, not these two people. And that's everybody has anything inside of them, he's going to go check it out. Let's mm-hmm. go check it out. Let's go see if these things be so. Mm-hmm. That's the moral decency that every human being should do. You know, just have a one thing to know the truth.
Yeah.
And one thing about it, you're going to hear the truth here. You're going to hear the full counseling. You're going to be warned about these deceptive preachers out there, these Seventh-day Adventists and all that stuff. It's all right here in this package. And if we don't have it, the minister of Brother Brennan will have it, and then the minister of Brother Jackson. I went and searched these things diligently, and I found it to be exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we know what we know today. That's why we can send out these warnings and tell people this is where it's at. And we're willing to put our life on the line. Because, you know, I'm willing to lose my life for this. Because I know it's the truth. And I know at the end of the day, that's all that will matter. I did tell people the truth. What they're going to do with it, that's going to be on their neck. Just like Jeremiah. I've been reading Jeremiah lately, and what he said came everything right exactly the way he said it. Then kings of Israel, they got arrested and they got taken into Babylon and they got slaughtered and killed and butchered exactly the way he said it. And they were in there exactly 70 years, just the way he prophesied they'll be.
Mm-hmm. And you can look at family structures and you can sometimes see a family that has been blessed. And there is a reason for that. Somewhere in that family tree, somebody did something. And I know people that you can look at their family tree, and then you know them, and what that they did not stand for truth, that they used two different weights, and they were partial. And then you see that whole family tree dwindling down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, it's just going to be a blip in history. And you can see that God can bless a generation and a family tree, and he can curse it.
Yeah.
If they so happen to want to know the ways of God and to walk in them, God will bless them. And that's why it's so important that you do everything you can, because it not only affects you, but a lot of people from generations to come. That's mm-hmm. why it says in the Ten Commandments, to those that love me, and he will bless those people. And those who don't keep his commandments and his ways, there's going to be a curse on them.
Three to four generations.
And you can read it in the Ten Commandments that God can either bless you or curse you. And why? It's because you follow his ways and his principles, his ordinances, and then God for generations down can bless people that love him and keep his commandments. And I know people, and they
end up people we went to church with here, mm-hmm. There came a test here about what are you going to believe when that Ellen came on the scene with his stuff, and then Lyle came on the scene with his stuff, and that Marie Towers here, the one we used to go to church with, what does she do? She uses a different set of skills when it came to her family, and then when it came to James Allen, she used a different set of skills. Now, what happens, because she did that, it affects her whole family, her children, her grandchildren, and then, before you know it, what does her grandchildren do? They become a lesbian, and they get married to another woman, and things like that. There's a place where there's a reason these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not doing your part. If she would have done her part, then these things would not come on your children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to say here. That's what we're trying to have this conversation here. That you can avoid all that. And then if you do your part, it'll protect your children for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people that are under your watch, at least you directed them the right direction. That's why the things that we say and do, they're so crucial to generations to come. The people that are under our watch, it's going to affect. And the people that's under their watch, it's going to affect. But if they don't do nothing, it's going to affect that whole generation, that whole genealogy. And we were talking the other day about genealogy. These honeys. You cannot get into these honeys left, right, or center, sideways. There's just no way you can get Christianity in there. When you would look at their genealogy somewhere in the past, somebody didn't do his part. That's why you can't get in. It's all about argumenting. It's all about fighting. It's all about power throttles. Somewhere in the past, somebody didn't do his part. That's why I always say, I want to know the genealogy. I want to know if their parents or their grandparents stood up for truth, stood up for reality, stood up for the things that they would know that were beneficial in the day and hour that they were living in. And when you go back and you find out, they didn't do their part. Or some family structures get blessed, they did their part. Like we're blessed because our genealogy, my dad, is who he is. He did the best that he knew how. He did everything he could that was in his power that he could. And then my grandfather did the same thing. He stood up for things that nobody else stood up for. He always wanted something more. And then when you go back into these genealogies and you see that about your forefathers, your family structure, and you can see why we're so blessed here, because we're blessed, because they did their part, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And my mom was a praying woman. There was all the time I knew she was praying, and she prayed for her children. And, you know, it might not turn out the way you want it, but in the end, God is going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Even for that Ernie.
Piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Eh? That's what we're trying to tell. There's people that are, they're under your watch. And if you don't do your part, it's going to be required of you. Imagine all that weight when you come before the Lord that on that day. And what did you do with all these people? You could have directed them to the shores of glory, you know. Instead, you did the opposite. You sent them out to hell and death. It's detrimental that in these closing days of time that you give people that exit route. There's only one message left, an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you don't take that, can you imagine what's coming on this world?
Yeah, and it's just not just words either. You can read it, the day of the Lord, where he pours out his wrath on wicked mankind. And in the end, it's going to be few people that are left, and the righteous are going to walk on the ashes of the wicked. These things are all scripture, how the earth will reel to and fro like a drunkard, because there is judgment coming on this planet. It's just how it works, just like in the prehistoric hour, when these angels, when the cup of iniquity was all full, they came to a point of no going back, that God had to bring in judgment. In the same way with the human race, because they have forsaken the ways of God and the laws of God, and have gone away of a self-righteous way in an ungodly manner, that the outcome is destruction, judgment.
It'll be so bad, they'll say to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from him. Uh-huh. It's coming. It's up the road here. If it wasn't coming, we wouldn't be telling people about it.
Why would a loving God do that? Well, why would a loving God send the flood? Because mankind had become so wicked that God could no longer talk to them. And then he had to bring in the flood. The same way here. People have gone so far that God can no longer speak to man. That's why there's such darkness in the land, because everybody is doing what they think is right in their own eyes instead of lining themselves up with the Word of God.
Yeah, we're just doing a warning out there, and then there's people under your watch. You got to go do the same thing. You got to go your ward your constituency. That's the way governments are set up. Mm-hmm. There's people under your constituency. There's people under your watch, so to speak. But here it's spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling people the truth. That's why I had to go through everything I had to go through. I had to search this out. What's that Pentecost thing about? And then the Lord led me to the minister, Brother Brennan. He led me to the Malachi 4 prophet. He prepared us for the things that we're doing here. He prepared you for way back before you even heard about it. He opened up that Malachi 4 thing, mm-hmm. chapter to you. And we're just doing what the Lord has honed us out to do. And we're telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. God did send a prophet. Mm-hmm. On the heels of him, he sent that Raymond M. Jackson, that chief apostle. And on the heels of him, when they went out, now he's continuing to do the finishing up here, and he's finishing this up, and then you're going to see the glorious rapture and the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the program. It's all set up for
you. Yeah, I can't. It's all like a program. Like when you look at it, a 6,000-year program. When you come from the Garden of Eden to the crucifixion, you're looking at 4,000 years. From the crucifixion to 2021, you're looking at 2,000 years.
2 days.
2 days, and then there's because the Jesus was cut off at the 69th week. There's one more week left for the week of Daniel, and then comes the day of the Lord. And then you're going to come into the millennium. God has a program. And all you need to do is tap into that to find out the day and hour you're living in and the message for your day and be connected to that. And then God can do the rest.
And because he's called us to be watchmen, we can tell you the truth. We can tell you the full counsel of God. That's why he gave you and I the revelation of that midnight cry. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that midnight cry, the whole end time is immaterial. You're like a floppy disk.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave us 1963, February 28th, what's the middle of Laodicea. And the rest is history. You can do the math yourself. Because we're right now in that 70th week of Daniel, and we only have maybe only 3 more years left. We can bring it right down to the day because we've said it over and over again from October the 15th, 2021. You've got exactly 7 years, and then when these 7 years expire, you got 75 days. Then it says, "Blessed is he that comes to that number," because you're going to walk right into the millennium. But if you don't come to that number, you're going to be destroyed through the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is 30 days, and then the resurrection, the separating of the sheep and the goats. I would have given my whole life when I was coming up through all this if somebody would have brought me this information. And here, all the information that we're giving out, it's for free. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to. All you got to do is believe it. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for another opportunity, Lord, to come together to sit with you in heavenly place. We just pray to just continue to do it as you see fit, because we don't have nothing to tell the people. We're just grateful, Lord, that you prepared us for the day and hour that we're now living in, Lord, because we could have never found our way. You just took us from day to day and led and guided us by death of your Spirit, because we were willing to lose our life for your sake and the gospel, Lord. We just give you thanks for it. And I just pray, Lord, you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.